as the momentum of practice develops, and as from time to time there are experiences of a more continuous awareness, the awareness can reveal that what we think of as I, me, is just another conditioned arising, just another mental formation that comes and goes. And something that is sometimes there and sometimes not. It's not usually what we think of as self. We generally attribute a kind of a stability or a permanence to some sense of me, who I am. And so starting to see that it is not so stable. Begins to cultivate this perception of not self. One way we also attribute a sense of self, not just this kind of pervading kind of me-ness or something stable, but also another kind of flavor of the sense of self is this being the doer, the one who decides, chooses, acts. And this one, this sense of self can be seen through as a fiction. As we recognize that experience is not controllable by this sense of I choosing, deciding. So many ways this is revealed. Thousands of times a day this is revealed. We find ourselves thinking something that we can't put out of our mind, an ongoing song. Or a repetitive thought pattern. Emotions that arise that we don't seem to have the choice about just saying, not now. They come and they're strong. And we also find in this process of cultivating mindfulness and wisdom that we can't control when they're there either. We can't turn mindfulness and wisdom on and have it just be continuous. We sit. Our intention to be aware, and the mind wanders. Who did that? Did you decide for the mind to wander? Not usually. Usually it's conditions arising that lead to the wandering. This is not self. Mindfulness returns. Who did that? Conditions arose for mindfulness to return. The perception of not self. We often touch into this truth and respond with some kind of reactivity, a frustration, perhaps. Maybe we could instead allow that frustration to be a reminder, this is not self. When we run into that frustration around uncontrollability, all right, this is not self. That kind of reminder to ourselves, oh, right, this is not self. That's a kind of a wisdom reflection that can support the mind to let go a little bit of that frustration and just enter into the recognition of that uncontrollability being nature. This is nature. Another wisdom reflection that speaks to the not-self nature of experience. This is nature, uncontrollable. At times we actually directly understand that uncontrollability as not self. A direct connection, a direct seeing of the perception of not self. Kind of startling the mind. Of course the mind can't be controlled. It's another, this is just another phenomena arising based on conditions. And as the continuity of awareness strengthens, we also sometimes just see into this conditioned nature of experience very clearly, very directly. Observing, seeing how a sound conditions a perception, hearing conditions the perception of the recognition of motor running. Maybe conditions, thoughts or emotions. A liking and not liking. Maybe those emotions conditioning a tightening of the some areas of the body. Those emotions perhaps conditioning an intention. Leave a note for the managers to tell the people not to do that during the morning sitting. Just process unfolding. It can be seen sometimes as almost like dominoes falling. We see this shaping nature of experience. How sense experience shapes emotion, which shapes further body sensation, which shapes intention, action. Not a me in there, not an I choosing to make this all happen. Just conditions unfolding. Not a self guiding this process. In fact, the self, sense of self, seems to arise kind of in the middle of this whole show. There might be a sensation of a full bladder at some point during the day, during a sitting. That sensation might lead to the recognition, the perception of the full bladder, the wanting, the intention to end the sitting, conditioning movement. Sometimes it can be quite awesome to watch that unfold when the mindfulness sees it just as dominoes falling. We find ourselves standing. Who decided to do that? The perception of not self right there. But often we attribute an I somewhere or a me somewhere in this process. We attribute an I to the one who decided to move. Or we attribute a me to the experiencer of the full bladder. We can begin to notice these senses of self, begin to recognize them. Get curious about the experience of the sense of self. This is another way that we start moving in the direction of the perception of not self. We see what's in its way, the perception of self. We start to recognize that the sense of self as a perception, as opposed to a thing, an entity. And sometimes we might actually start to see this sense of self arising right in the middle of the whole show. Another conditioned arising based on sensations, thoughts, feelings, perceptions. Just another phenomena. Phenomena arising based on conditions, ending based on conditions. Just noticing what is obvious, noticing awareness. Hearing this reflection on the perception of not self is itself a condition that might support the mind noticing things in a different way. But no need to go looking for the perception of not self. If you find yourself looking for the perception of not self, you might notice the self that's doing that. Looking is happening.